talk about the sack right there, start of the second half, what you saw, how you felt like it changed the game?
Yeah, I had a one-on-one matchup. They put me on the tight end. I beat him. Just won my one-on-one. Got to the quarterback, and, you know, when I get to the quarterback, I always try to get the ball out because you never know what can happen. It can change the way. I go for the ball, I reach for it. It came out. Thought my dog Ox had it, but he missed it, so I just fell on it again. Just kept hunting for the ball.
He actually gets a fumble recovery, and he gets a fumble, so you should give him a hard time that
for sure.
Overall, does it feel like a win? Does it feel like a loss? Does it feel like something in between? Like, that had the vibe of a losing locker room. It was very quiet, but you didn't lose.
It's the tie. Like, I never tied before, so it was like a tie. Like, damn, we were this close, like, trying to get the win, but it's all good. We try to move on to next week now because we see them again in the week, following week, so just move on next week and try to focus on Philly.
Does that put more pressure on you because now the Commanders are going to be in a bye? You guys face the Eagles, then you're down in Washington taking on the Commanders, and the winner will take the tiebreaker. So how do you guys prepare for that when you know they're going to be preparing for you the whole time?
Yeah, I said we just got to go take it one week at a time, one game at a time, focus on the game that we're playing that week, and then we'll go from there because when we start thinking like this, we got them next week, it's going to mess us up.
So after Thibodeau gets that sack in overtime and they're like at the two-yard line, they basically start playing for a tie and running the ball. Did you expect that? In part of the moment, were you like, wait, why are they running in the ball? Or were you guys expecting them to play for a tie there?
Yeah, we was expecting it. Yeah, we was expecting that at the end. Try to get out of there.
After your sack, there were a bunch of other times you were still in there. You were in the quarterback's face. Did the sack kind of get you going?
Yeah, it did. Definitely got me going for sure. Just filled my fire and just got me on the roll after that.
One of those was a 4th-and-4. You were in Heineke's face, and he kind of slung it. It was on the 90-yard touchdown drive. What'd you see in that play? I mean, did you feel like you were this close and turn around?
Yeah, I was that close, man. I was trying to change it up, go inside, spin back outside. Heineke made a good throw, and, you know, they got the ball.
Your cap at that point.
Give all respect to him.
Aziz, sorry, somebody asked this. I'm a little late, but did you expect to play as much as you did today?
You know, I was on the pitch count for sure, but when the team needed me, my body felt good to be able to go, you know, however many plays it was. Yes, sir.
How much were you dying to get back out there?
I mean, I've been dying. It's been eight weeks. Man, I've been dying to get back out there. Just watching them on the side, it's tough. But, you know, when I got my opportunity, took advantage of everything, and thank God I'm back and blessed to be back.
Did you have to argue with the coaches to give you more plays?
My body was feeling good, so they said if I'm feeling good, I'll be able to go. They'll let me go.
How did you feel after that sack recovery?
I was hyped. I was so hyped because it's been so long since I've been back on the field, so that just gave me so much juice, and I was lit.
Why do you think you're able to finish sack? You know, a lot of guys get quarterback hits. A lot of guys get pressures. Why are you able to finish? I mean, think that's 10 sacks in 20 games for you.
Man, I just feel like I just hunt, you know, just want to get there. The urgency for me to get there is high, and I just want to make an impact for the team, no matter what it is.
To that end, Wink believes in blitzing a lot, but you know, today I think you guys had at least 4 sacks. You had one, Tibbs had one, Dexter had one. Do you feel like you bring something extra to the defense where everyone starts getting after the quarterback?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like as a unit, we all feed off each other. You know, we all get energy from each other and just try to amp it up every game, every, you know, throughout practice, everything. We just get juice from each other and just the rush gets high, you know, the intensity gets high.
Aziz, I told you're going to have a sack.
Yeah, I remember you saying for Friday.
I just talked with Kayvon, and he thinks that you make each other better. You have sacked both today. Mm-hmm. What do you think is this connection on the field, each other?
Yeah, I love Kayvon, man. The way he comes to work every day, the energy he brings, we feed off each other. You know, we work together out there on the field. So it's just like, it's perfect, man. He makes me better, I make him better. So it's perfect addition.
You meant after the 4th-and-4 where Heineke completed the pass. What, you guys were so good before that, after that. What happened on that drive, the rest of it, that they were able to get down the field and tie the game?
Yeah, man. You know, they made a good play. The receiver, he made a great play over there. He got off, he broke a tackle and, you know, ended up in the end zone. Yes. You know, all hats off, respect to them. It was a good play. Yeah.
How do you feel about your defense coming off of this game right now, do you feel like you're in a good place?
Yeah, I mean, definitely we have stuff to work on for sure. You know, and we just take it week by week and go back, go in tomorrow, try to see, watch the game again, see what we got to fix for the next week coming up.